Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet regarding the mosque and maintaining the mosques. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, and in a lot of Muslim countries, tonight is the night of Qadr, the first of the nights of Qadr, in which we go to the mosque, the masajid, and we worship Allah and we ask forgiveness for Him. And it's a very important night. All of what is going to transpire in the rest of the year for us is written down in this night. Our actions that we performed in the year prior to this, they are presented before the living Imam, Imam Zaman alayhi wasalam. A lot of things happen in this night. It's a very important night. And it's recommended to pray in this night, make dua in this night, ask forgiveness for our sins that we've made in the previous year. So we would like to ask our readers to please remember us here at Hadith of the Day and IRB English Radio on this night. Let's look at what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the maintenance of the mosque. This is very important. You know, for the people who are taking care of the mosque, the caretakers of the mosque, this is very important because we need to maintain the mosque for the worshippers who are going to come tonight and worship Allah in this night. This is part of ibadah in this blessed month, right? Let's begin by first reciting a verse of the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read, only those who maintain Allah's mosques, who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish prayer and give the zakat, and fear no one except Allah. They hopefully will be among the guided. Here in this verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions some of the conditions for those who want to maintain the mosque. Faith in Allah, faith in the hereafter, the establishment of prayer, and the giving of zakat. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad was once asked by Abu Dhar how to maintain the mosque. To this he replied in the following way. Voices should not be raised therein, nor engrossment in wrongdoing. There should be no buying or selling in the mosque. And all vain talk must be shunned as long as you are inside. You know, this is very important. A lot of times in the month of Ramadan, or especially in the nights of Qadr, when we take off from work or take off from school, you know, to stay in the mosque, right? We come there with the intention of doing ibadat, but we end up talking about this and that, you know, unnecessary things. Because, you know, a lot of times in people, especially people who are in non-Muslim countries, these are the kind of nights where we, you know, end up meeting our Muslim friends after a long time, you know, and then we want to catch up with one another, what's going on in your life and this and that, right? We start doing this and we forget about why, the reason why we actually came to the mosque. So this hadith of the Prophet is kind of instructive for us. It can help us, avoid, you know, this problem. In continuation, the Prophet said, if you do not do this, then you will have no one to blame but yourself on the Day of Resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the maintenance of the mosque in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد